You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two. This is Dave Hodges, your host. You are listening to the Common Sense Show. Just want to remind everybody to visit our YouTube page, and the easiest way to get there is to go to thecommonsenseshow.com, and right smack dab in the middle of the homepage, you'll see a logo there for YouTube. And I've been putting podcast interviews up there. I've been doing with various people. In fact, got one, I think, coming up this week with Mike Adams again. And the last one just went viral. And I do podcast editorials. And they're growing by leaps and bounds in terms of how many people are listening. So check us out. And when you're there, don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to like us. And I just also wanted to reiterate about Steve Quayle. No pressure. Absolutely no push from Steve whatsoever. But if you agree with me that the economy's in trouble and you've got some cash reserves in the bank beyond what you need to pay your monthly bills, you need to get the hell out of that bank. You need to call someone like Steve. And I say someone like Steve. If you don't use Steve, use somebody. But I use Steve because I think he's the best. 406-586-4842. And again, anything you need on your prepping list, need to go to Bob Griswold from Night Vision to water treatment, you name it, Bob has it. Give him a call tomorrow at 1-800-627-3809. Wonderful supply of prepping materials, and he's knowledgeable, and he'll spend time with you talking about your needs and asking about communication. Don't forget to tell him that Dave Hodges sent you. And one more thing. Again, I mentioned this in the first hour. If you don't think they're going to use food as a weapon against you, think again. I've written an article about how I believe that 13603, that nefarious executive order, is being beta tested in Venezuela with food shortage and now slave labor. Those provisions are both in 13603. Don't become a victim. Don't cross the barbed wire fence to get fed. Have enough on hand for your family. Numana.com/Hodges. Check out our supplies. Check out our prices, our quality food. It's the best out there. Numana.com/Hodges. Well, we have a whole another hour with John B. Wells of Caravan to Midnight. John, before we launch into stuff, you know, why everyone's minds are fresh, because you got them spinning there, and they got a little break there, because you covered a multitude of topics. I'm just glad I'm not writing script on this, because I think I'd get writer's cramp. You were on fire. But what I want to talk about before we get back to being on fire again is Caravan to Midnight, you know, what you're into. Tell people about your radio show, because there's a lot of people listening to us now, John, who are new to the independent media. They didn't know what we were 6 months ago, and Trump and our efforts have brought these people into the forum. So tell them about yourself and Caravan to Midnight.
Well, the short version is this. When I began using the term global communism during some of the interviews that I was very privileged to conduct on Coast to Coast AM, that was pretty much the end of the line for me, because that's what it is. It is global communism. And let me just say this, David, you have been an amazing, staunch supporter of me and Caravan to Midnight since I left Coast to Coast AM.
For good reason. For good reason, John, because you do great work. That's why.
Well, I really appreciate it. I mean, you pretty much took George to task over it, and he never did give you a straight answer. But that's understandable. The numbers were higher in some cases. That the listenership was higher than the totals of the entire remainder of the week. And this, you know, I can understand why somebody would go, you know, this is a problem, and I really kind of like this gig, so this dude needs to go. Well, when I did, it really ticked off a bunch of people, and you were among the very first, if not the first, up with this, you know. And the listeners from to the Saturday night program, they put me in a lot of other slots in there too, but Saturday was the regular gig from 2012 to early 2014. The listeners came and they joined Caravan to Midnight, and what we're able to do on that program is everything that we couldn't do on the other program. I mean, we have 609 episodes right now in archive. I mean, we have Sophia from the gal who discussed living as a Christian in the Middle East, Sharia law, Islam, jihad, and more. If you go to caravantomidnight.com, now please do not use a number or leave out any letters at midnight. It's just the actual words, caravantomidnight.com. Click on episodes, and you'll see all this stuff. Will Champion and Brett Luter, David Frank and Dr. Duke Pesta talked about the education system and the parallels of America to ancient Rome, federal government education, founding fathers, all this. Then the Hear the Watchman people, Mike Kerr and Jeannie Moore, came on with Pastor David Manning. And then Richard C. Davis, he came on Caravan to Midnight and then came on the radio adjunct called Arc Midnight that comes off of KLIF Dallas from 10 to midnight on Saturday nights. He came on to discuss this thing he's got called Polemole, which is an app that he is releasing. It's a secure app. You vote one time a week, and it is actually some accurate polling rather than this nonsense that we get from any poll that you can name. I mean, they do a sample of 1,879 people, I think it was, in California. They've decided that 60-some-odd percent, I think 63%, favor house-to-house gun confiscation in California. Well, California's got a lot of people in it, and I don't think that 1,863 of them are a representative cross-section. So Richard C. Davis, watch out for Polemole, P-O-L-L-M-O-L-E. He's going to put it out there. Then we had Joseph Meyer, Scott Hensler, and Richard Gage, and Rebecca Roth on there. People giving Rebecca Roth all kinds of hell about her books, Methodical Illusion, Methodical Deception, and her third one, Methodical Conclusion. They have the actual radar data of where the planes were on 9/11, along with the three, those tricked out 747s, got all the spyware in them. Those things were aloft over Washington, D.C. on that day. I mean, this 9/11 deal and this Sandy Hook deal and this Boston bombing deal and this San Bernardino deal and all that, look, we think they're staged events. We bring on people who are, if they're not absolute experts, they'll certainly do until the angelic experts get here. They are out there putting themselves on the clothesline trying to bring truth to the American people, and we bring them on the program every chance that we get. Next week, I've got a doozy for you, but I can't talk about it now because I'll give you a hint. Russia. Okay, I'll let it go at that. Wolfgang Halbig, intrepid investigator of the Sandy Hook incident, which was nothing but a bunch of staged nonsense. We've sent our camera crew up there to record this. You know, some other outfits have too, but we've been very, very close to Wolfgang Halbig, and the caravanners have raised a lot of money so that he can continue filing lawsuits in federal court and everything else that he needs to do to reveal to the public that this is a bunch of bloody nonsense. Why will those people not give us the names of the 26 children that sang at the Super Bowl in New Orleans? Where are the parental consent forms? Why will they not give us the dash cam footage? Why will they not give us the radio transmission recordings from Trooper One that was supposed to have been airborne that day when all this was hitting the fan at the Sandy Hook School? Our cameras captured the first selectman being asked by Wolfgang Halbig's lawyer, when was the sign that says everyone must check in placed out right by the driveway of the Sandy Hook School? First selectman says, 3 days before the event. And who put it there? Well, the Department of Homeland Security. And the whole room goes, so look, we've said, this is our motto, this is our credo, this is our code. Screw this, we're going in. And we are. Now, Chuck Norris's son, Mike, and the guy who founded Curves, the world's first women's fitness center, it's in I don't know how many countries, a lot of them.
Yeah, Gary Haven, yep, know him well.
Yeah, great guy. Yep. They put together this movie called Armageddon. And it's a good little movie. I mean, it's not a Spielberg special effects crazy, it's just a solid piece of Americana. It really is. So, I would like to tell people on your program as well. 6 months on it was $60 a year, and then $30 for 6 months, and $15 for a quarter for 3 months. Well, we got over 600 programs in subscription. Join us. Join our family for $60. It's $60. If you join for half a year, it's $45. So it's like, okay, well, what can we do to just, let's do something nice. So it's like, I'll tell you what, join us for a year at $60, and we will send you, no postage, no shipping, no handling charge, it just shows up in your mailbox, we'll send you an Amerageddon DVD. Well, that thing is $19.95, so it's a nickel short of $20. So let's call it $20. All right, we can add the nickel later. Well, you just bought a year's subscription for $40. So it's a good deal. Take it. We'd love to have you as a member. You will not be disappointed, because we talk about stuff that other people simply cannot talk about, and they sure can talk about it on mainstream media outlets. They can. You can talk about it. I can talk about it, but we just relax. If the show goes, we say 3 hours. Well, if the show goes 2 hours and 20 minutes, it does. If it goes 4.5 hours, it does. We just get all the juice out of that peach that we possibly can, and we post it up here for everybody to see. So, and we also have a YouTube channel, and we put some select programs on there. And, you know, you can, I bailed out of Facebook. I said, you know, to hell with Zuckerberg. I don't like all this spying. I don't like this. And then I realized, if you know that they're watching you, you will self-censor. You will censor yourself. And I thought, well, I'll tell you what, two can play at this game, so let's go back onto Facebook, and if they want to censor us, then everyone will see that they have censored us. And in the same way that Voltaire said, if you want to know who your rulers are, figure out who it is you can't criticize, and then you'll know. Well, if by the same yardstick, figure out what they don't want you talking about, and this will be illustrated to you by what they censor. So that's why we went to Facebook. So we've got a Caravan to Midnight Facebook page, and we would like for you to go on there and give us a like. Why? Because we're going to get a prize at the end of the year? No. It's because when anything really hot happens, we'll push a notification to you and just say, hey, come take a look, because something's happening over here on the page. So go to our Facebook page and give us a like. I know it sounds stupid, but it's a useful tool. And I changed my mind. I reserve the right to change my mind on things like that, and I just decided I'd use their own stuff against them, and so we do. And that's it. Free DVD. Join us for a year. We'll give you a $20 DVD gratis. It's for nothing. We'll pay for it. We'll mail it. We'll ship it. We'll package it. All of it. It's yours for free. Just join us for a year, and that's it.
It's a worthy cause. I'll tell you, Amerageddon's tremendous, John. I wrote one of the reviews on it, and we've had Gary on the show a number of times. In fact, speaking of the devil, no, Gary's not a devil, but he's coming on next week.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah, he's coming on next week, because we're going to talk about that DVD release again here. Tell people again the special you're offering for Caravan to Midnight in combination with the Amerageddon DVD.
Yeah, we brought Gary and Mike on the Caravan to Midnight for long conversations, and then it's just a two-hour show with some commercials in it on Saturday night, so we had to really go like crazy. But the deal is this. If you come to caravantomidnight.com and you join our family for $60 per year for 609 programs that are in archive waiting for you now. You join us for $60, and we will mail you a brand spanking new DVD copy of the movie Amerageddon, which if you buy it, it's $19.95 plus postage and everything else. So what you bought is a $60 annual membership for $40 because you got the free DVD. Just look at it that way. It's a very good deal, and it's a very good movie too. So it will do. Haven and Norris both said, look, get people together from your neighborhood. Get them over. Just get them to watch the film. I mean, they're not trying to suck every dime out of everybody, and neither are we. That's why it was like, would it be all right if we just, like, gave your DVD away to people if they join us? Absolutely. So they we worked together on that. Mike Norris's wife and the divine Miss B on my end got together and figured out how to do it, and so we're doing it. And a lot of people have joined, and a lot of people have received that film in DVD form, and everybody enjoys it. And I'm telling you, this is the best job that a guy could hope for, because by the grace of the Lord, I was able to have this program, to have that experience on Coast to Coast, and then do my own program here where I can really do whatever I want, ask the questions that I want to, more importantly, get the answers from the guests that they dared not say because they were restricted. Oh, you can't say that. I have to cut you off. No, no, we can't talk about that. And I was getting all this, don't say Obama, don't say his name, don't name names. You can say the globalists, but you can't say any names. Well, we name names. We name names and we name places. We don't pull any punches. All we do is we don't pull any strings. We just pull chains. We yank those chains sometimes. And I believe that people will really enjoy this. It's like you, Dave. It's a one-of-a-kind deal. So
it is. So it is. And we've got a banner as well for the DVDs. I mean, they're going viral, and they should. This movie needs to be seen by all Americans. Every American needs to see this because it's our future. I mean, John, I'm going to drop a little bombshell here. I live 14 miles from the nearest store. I live about 10 miles from a high-priced gas station, but if you want regular gas with normal prices, you got to go the same 15 miles. We got a watering hole about 9 miles away. I'm remote. One way in, one way out.
Yeah.
I didn't get to take pictures, so people say, why didn't you? I was turning from one road to another, and I was coming back from the post office box. Caravan of troops. Three trucks. And troops in combat gear carrying rifles, and they had the canopies over them. And I could not get around because it was rush hour, and it's the only time of day when people are going both ways on a two-lane road and you can't pass them. And I'm back there. So we have out on the outside of us, 6 miles to the west, Toyota Proving Grounds, and they're huge. And I'll tell you, the security out there, you think you're trying to get on a military base. And I kept following, and I was slowed down. And then eventually I was able to see this caravan go into the Toyota Proving Grounds. That's only the beginning. Listen to the next part of this. Every morning when I take my son to school, we got a lengthy trip, we're going down our little two-lane road at 6 to 6:15 a.m., these huge cement trucks, every day, 2, 4, 6, 8 of them are coming up the other way going east. And I've been told by some of my neighbors, hey, they're going out there to Toyota. Well, there's nothing here in our area that would support that kind of construction. I mean, it's too massive. And then just yesterday, one of my neighbors, who's a good listener to the show, he took a picture of military Humvees. Well, you know what we think is going on, John, 8 miles from me? We think they're building a FEMA camp. We're going
to
look into this.
It used to be known as the Dallas Naval Air Station. It's supposed to be closed, but it's not. And there are vehicles all over the place. People have been reporting UN vehicles everywhere. Now, some have said, listen, this is where they manufacture the trucks and do the paint jobs on them. Maybe that's true. I don't know. I just know that there's a lot of them on trucks and rail cars going by. And it's disturbing because the United Nations is not a nice organization. The United Nations is bad news for this country. We don't need any United Nations. And now with this woman is, at least Eric Holder was smart enough to get out before it hit the fan. Now you got Loretta Lynch in there, and she's got her Smart Cities initiative. Is it Smart Cities or Safe Cities?
It's called both.
Yeah.
Let's go with Safe Cities. I think that's the more common usage.
Well, the long and the short of it is they'll pull the UN in to keep order if it comes down to it. And the UN will be comprised of people that are not natives, do not care about American people, have no empathy, sympathy, or mercy. So remember it. You know, if you're sitting on the fence right now, you better get off because you're liable to wind up impaled on the thing and like Vlad style, and wind up being an emblematic example of what happens to you if you don't choose a side. Now, this is getting serious. This isn't... You're a rich man as a result of what you're doing, Dave? Neither am I.
Yeah, it's a losing proposition. Yep.
Yeah, it is. Now, there are some others out there that are doing pretty well. I'm not worried about that. I had a 30-some-odd year career as a voiceover artist. I was careful with my dough. I'm okay. It doesn't matter. But the fact is that I love my country is going to last a lot longer than my bank account will, or maybe not as long. And if I lose my country, that bank account's not going to be any good anyway. Now, one of these days, they're going to plant all of us. Sooner or later, whether it's a bullet or whether it's a banana peel or whether it's some disease or a heart attack or just plain old age. Oh, there's a guy in Java right now that's 140 years old, and he made his burial plan 24 years ago, and he just wants to die, but he can't. He's 140. But one day, that's going to happen for all of us. you have to ask yourself the question, do you want to say, I'm sorry, as your last words, or do you want to say, I love you, for your last words? When it's checkout time, don't be the one lying there saying, I'm sorry. Get off your backside and engage. You're an American. You've enjoyed enough of what this country had to offer. You have only to look at any other country in the world, with a couple of exceptions, to find way more misery, way more despondency, and way more depression. If you were unhappy, if we are unhappy as a people, it is because, as I have said many times, we have allowed the soft chair of America to make us so lazy that now we really would like to lie down. Well, if you lie down, you will not be getting up again. The moment is on us now. There is a revolution underway right now. You want to stay on the sidelines? You want to be the one that walks in and asks Ben Franklin, well, what kind of government have you given us? You want to be the one that walks in and gone, you mugs had better have given us a constitutional republic, because if not, we'll throw you out like we did the last mugs that were in here. It's like, come on. Where are your guts? Where is your testicular fortitude, men? The women are the ones that are out there raising hell about what happened to Robert LaVoy Finicum. Those people that murdered him are under investigation now, by the way.
Yeah, I know, I saw that, but you know what?
While your Hillary Clinton,
it's good.
The one that you really want, gives away 20% of our uranium reserves through our foundations to the Russians, really? And in the meantime, We're trying to goad Russia into some sort of a confrontation over this ridiculous government that we installed in Ukraine because we just can't mind our own business. The European Union, which is made up of the same kind of people that are running this country over here up in Congress and in the White House, well, it's fallen apart. They're tired of their women being raped and murdered by these subhuman savages out of the Middle East. Don't you have any empathy for those people? No, not a bit. Culture follows behavior. My opinion, it's not Dave's words. These are my words. Islam is completely incompatible with American culture. It should be rejected and thrown out of this country. And until those people can show Christians running around beheading, raping, torturing, burning, and murdering, I don't want to hear about it. Get them out of here. No Syrian refugees, none of them from the Middle East. Your government is seated. Every security service has been penetrated by the Islamics. Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's alleged sleeping partner, she's Muslim Sisterhood. There is a Muslim Sisterhood. There's a Muslim Brotherhood. I got to tell you, have you interviewed William Engdahl? Engdahl.
No, but you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. We could not find compatible times because he's in Germany. But
yeah.
Now that I'm armed with Skype podcasting, thanks, John. I am going to.
You got to get him on because I'll tell you, if you read his book, The Lost Hegemon, Whom the Gods Would Destroy, all you have to read is the foreword, and you will understand what is our connection to the Middle East. You're going to be very disturbed when you read this. And Engdahl is an intrepid researcher. He's a brilliant man, and he's a great writer. I mean, you can read what he has written on a very complicated subject, and once you read it, you will understand exactly what's going on, and it is extraordinarily disturbing. But you have to know it, because if you don't know it, then you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're doing. You can't formulate an opinion. So I urge you to do that. Anyway, where were we?
I got lost in the moment with William Engdahl, but one of the things I think that you hit on too is Islamic. And you know, from this airing on the show, people go, a couple Islamophobes. But the reality is, are there people who are Muslims living here compatible with U.S. values, participating in our government, in our country, and making a contribution? Yes. But I do agree with you, John. The unvetted, unscreened Muslims that are sent here with a mission, a lot of them. I mean, hell, even Comey, FBI Director Comey said, 10% of these people are radicalized. That means for every 10,000 we let in, we're letting in 1,000 terrorists. It's insanity.
Well, yeah. I mean, look what just a few people can do. I mean, oh, don't say that. Why not? Well, because it might give somebody ideas. They've already got the idea. If we're upset because cops got shot in Fort Worth, Texas, some people got stabbed up in Minnesota, some bombs went off up in New Jersey and in Manhattan. Okay, that's three events. Okay, let's throw in the Boston Marathon bombing. That's four. Let's throw in Sandy Hook just for the hell of it. That's five. Let's throw in San Bernardino. That's six. Let's throw in Miami or wherever it was down in Florida, Orlando. That's six. Okay, that's six. How about 994 more incidents? Now, what would happen if instead of a half a dozen incidents, there were about 600 incidents? How chaotic would the country become then? Get yourself a food supply. Get yourself a backup plan. Get yourself enough food to hold yourself over. And if they shut your water off, and get yourself a good filter. Get yourself a good water purification. Get yourself a backup generator. I can't afford it. Get with your neighbors and go in on one. Keep it all on the down low. Prepare for problems. Look, I always prepare for the worst. That way, if it turns out to be some Mickey Mouse thing, well, no big deal. We have lots of slack, and we're fine. We always prepare for a total poop blizzard, and then if it's just a bird dropping or two, well, then it's no big deal, and you just go on. But if it is a poop blizzard, you will be ready, because if you are not ready, you will not make it. I mean, this is simple. This is real simple ABC type stuff. But some people just don't get it because they're in denial. Folks, please. There's nothing in it for me to tell you this except for people to call me an alpha hole that thinks he knows everything. I don't know everything. I'm glad that I don't. I sleep better at night not knowing everything. Oh, is that a little bit telling? Yeah, denial is the blanking of unsavory facts. Your government has been hijacked. It was hijacked on November 22nd, 1963. Oh, that's back in the Stone Age. Yeah, because what these mugs do is insidious. It does not happen all at once, because if they tried to pull it all at once, what would they have on their hands? Open rebellion. They want that because they know they can't withstand open rebellion. But they can, as has been said by David and many other people, they can whittle away at your freedom bit by bit, chip off the block by chip off the block, until one day you realize, hey, I've been stripped of everything. Yep. Think of it as a relationship. We've all had a relationship that's gone bad, except for the really lucky ones that married somebody straight out of school and they've stayed together all this time. Oh, looking back on it now, I see everything that was done or must have been done behind my back to lead me to where I am now, which is out on my ass, in trouble, in debt, betrayed by my partner, and it's over with. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but it's something that most people can relate to. Most people have suffered a relationship that went bad at some point in their life. Wish it were not true, but it is. So that's what's happening now. You know, these people are not, these are not nice people. And the parties have blended together. As you pointed out earlier, Dave, these people, the Democrats are slightly worse. But look, that last midterm election. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to go after those damn Democrats. We're going to take over the House of Representatives. We're going to take over the Senate. And what happened when they did? Answer, not a damn thing. Operation didn't skip a beat. Now, there are some good people up there. I was watching this. I was actually watching C-SPAN the other day. Can you imagine such a thing? I was watching C-SPAN at about 11 o'clock at night. And a bunch of congressmen were interviewing some FBI guys over this whole email deal. And taking secure or classified information out of what they call the SCIF. And so there are some good people up there doing some work. You really cannot paint all of them with the same brush. The problem is there are too many of them up there that you can paint with the same brush, and they ensure that nothing happens, nothing changes. I mean, this Obama guy, let's touch on that for a second, David. People are calling him a Manchurian candidate. Wrong. A Manchurian candidate is someone who has been brainwashed and who does not know that he is going to commit an act like an assassination or like whatever it might be. Assassination is about the worst, right? But a phrase or a dress, like a polka dot dress, for example, in the case of Bobby Kennedy, is going to trigger this person to commit this act, and they very well well may not even remember what they did after they did it. That's a Manchurian candidate. That's a time bomb that doesn't know he or she is a time bomb. But there's another thing called a Trojan horse. Oh, yeah, let's roll that Trojan horse in. That's interesting. And what popped out of the Trojan horse? A whole bunch of soldiers, that's what. And they commenced to whacking out the people inside the walls there who were safe until they rolled the horse inside. Barack Obama, in my opinion, is a Trojan horse. And what he has contained within him is Islamofascism combined with global communism. He wants to turn your internet over to the UN. He wants to take control of your health care. Oh, you can keep your doctor. Oh, really? Your health care premiums are going to stay low. Really? Well, all they've done is double. In some cases, they've gone up 60%. You know? Mine went over double. My insurance premiums were almost $600. They went up to over $1,100. So this whole administration has been founded on lies. We don't even know who this guy is. The BS birth certificate that he produced says African-American on it. Well, they didn't use the term African-American in 1961 when he was born, supposedly. And he looks just like Frank Marshall Davis. He doesn't look like Barack Obama Sr. at all. And his mom, Stanley Ann Dunham, was a little soft porn white girl. So he's not America's first black president. He's a zebra. He is half black and he is half white. He is America's first mixed race president and nothing more. But all of these morons, well, he's America's first African-American president. Well, no, he's not. No, he's not. Stop buying the lie. And it's almost all lie. Look, you know, this medication controls my insanity with minimum sexual side effects. And then the next commercial is the lawyer ad saying that if you took this stuff, we can sue for you and you'll probably get a big check or something like that. You look at Fox News and it's one drug after lawyer after drug after lawyer commercial. Crazy. Here's something else. Well, I'm mad at Ford Motor Company. Why are you mad at them? They moved their entire small car division to Mexico. Well, what's your complaint? Well, they're costing American jobs. Oh, you mean the ones that pay $75 for putting in two bolts every 15 minutes? Plus sick leave, maternity leave, vacation pay, sick pay, and every other kind of pay, plus a big fat pension? Is that the business you're talking about? Well, yeah. And you blame them for this? Well, yeah, and down the road there at the ABC car plant, they're putting in robots. Well, maybe they're tired of paying you $75 to put in two bolts. Well, why are you being so mean? I'm not being mean. What I'm telling you is a dose of reality. They can't afford it. That's why a Chevy Suburban went up to like $40,000 back in 1998 or 1999. They were in the high 20s. Then they went into the 30s. Now they're probably $50,000 for one of them, something ridiculous like this. When Bill Clinton came in the 90s and raised everybody's taxes, guess what everybody did? Everybody raised prices. So, look, it all rolls downhill. You just have to look at what is reality. There's a difference between the way you wish it was and the way it really is. And there's a difference between what they tell you is going on over mainstream media and what is really going on. They're not going to tell you anything that's going to cause you to rise up and try and actually change anything. The object of all of these mechanisms is to keep things exactly as they are. Why are you not raising hell about our men and women in uniform being sent into undeclared wars? Sending young, innocent men and women to go and kill women and children in a conflict that some other guy that you have no idea even who it is actually started. But I'll guarantee if there was a draft and you were about to be pulled into it, you might find yourself reverting to the old hippie days. That's what everybody was mad about. People were getting chopped up like they were going through a meat grinder because our young men were being drafted into the service to fight a war that had not even been declared and which, in fact, was shown to be a setup war because the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. When are people going to get enough? David, I don't know, but I do know this. 90% of all the casualties in any war are civilian. And the reason for that is that the civilians allow it. So
I would agree. But, you know, the draft is coming back. I came across documents advertising for certain positions in the government, crisis actors, for example, which means they're planning another false flag. But you know what they said one of the requirements was? You had to be registered with a selective service up through age 57. And then let's not forget that the Senate passed a bill a couple of months ago, and they're laying low on this until after the election, that requires females to register for the selective service. So, girl, I think you're going to get out of it. Think again. They're going to draft us. And one more thing, John. This is where it's going. Executive Order 13603, they talk about two drafts. One's military, one's civilian under the Secretary of Labor. That's what I think these two latest drafts are, and it's going to be slave labor. And this is why Venezuela is so important, and this is why I say they're beta testing 13603 down there right now.
Yeah, why does everybody think that the Bushes and other families have bought huge plots of property and land down in that part of the world? Why is Anderson Cooper in Brazil? Why have these families gone to Uruguay and Paraguay and Ecuador and other places like that? Why is that? Why has South America, rich in every resource you can think of, why has that been sort of left? Let's just leave that alone. They've got Africa totally screwed up. We've got AFRICOM over there, you know, pulling stuff here and there. But South America, that's a little bit closer to us. Why is it that these big cheeses are looking at South America as a place to run to? Well, it's the same reason Adolf Hitler went to South America, and he did. Anybody that thinks Adolf Hitler committed suicide and died in a bunker, you're wrong. Martin Bormann was not killed outside of Berlin during a tank battle or anything of the sort. Joseph Mengele. We've got a Kennedy assassination conference coming up here in Dallas, you know, when it gets around that time, again in November. And
I want you to let me know. I'm going to see if I can't make it.
I'm telling you, man, last year it was something else. I mean, there were men there who thought that they were carrying President Kennedy's body, and when they got to Bethesda, they went, no, the president's body's been in there for 3 hours. And they're like, what? And I mean, these guys were upset. They were tearing their hair out over this. Then we had one of the guys there that was part of the autopsy team. And I personally stood there. You know, they're standing on a platform, and there's a microphone down on the floor as well where people can walk up and ask them questions when the speaker's finished. And I was last in line because when the questions were asked by the people ahead of me, then I was going to take the stage and bring on the next speaker. So I got up there. I decided I'd ask the guy some questions myself. So I said, you conducted a lot of autopsies, have you? And he said, well, yes. I said, what, like a dozen, two dozen, something? He said, yeah, a lot of them. So, well, so you know what a gunshot wound looks like. He said, well, yeah, there was a guy that was shot in a pickup truck. He goes into this long story about a guy, and the back of his head was gooey, and he put his hand and all this stuff. And I said, okay, I'll just let that go. I said, so, there was a hole in his throat, but it was a horizontal puncture rather than a vertical puncture, so it was not a tracheotomy. He said, that's correct. I said, well, was there a rear exit wound? He said, no. I said, now, the back of the president's head was blown out, wasn't it? He said, yes. I said, blown out, brains and all, yes? He said, yes. I said, where was the entry wound? You know what he said? He said, well, I wasn't going to go there. And in this voice, I asked, well, I think we need to if we're going to show he was shot from the front. He just looked at me like, you SOB. I'm like, well, here we are. And he took his fingers and he touched the right side of his forehead up by his hairline. John Kennedy was shot from the front twice.
Oh, no question.
So this whole thing is a fraud. We have been living under you talk about methodical illusion. It just makes me sick, David. But the thing that makes the sickness go away is that it doesn't matter what these people think of you. It doesn't matter what these people think of me, these people in government and so forth. Well, you're sticking your noses into places where they don't belong. It's like, yeah, well, I got some news for you, pal. This is our country, and you're nothing more than another human being, and we'll stick our noses anywhere that we want to, particularly if we think you're lying. And there's bleep all you could do about it. Unless, of course, you want to murder some other people. What, do you want to murder us to keep from asking questions? Is that what kind of scum you are? Because if you are, you better hope there's no God. But unfortunately for you, there is. So just do your worst, because you know what? We're not stopping. Just like that little old lady, that elderly lady in the Middle East, can't remember what country it was, ISIS rolls up. You are Christians, yeah? Well, you must reject your Jesus and your Christ, and you must declare allegiance to Allah and the Prophet Muhammad. And she said, well, I'm sorry, we can't do that. If you do not, we will behead you. Well, do what you got to do, but we're Christians, and we're not going to reject Christ. You know what happened? They left him alone. A true story. I think everybody should remember that one.
Divine intervention, I think.
To hell with these people. This is our country. They don't get to own us. They don't get to take our faith. They don't get to do any of that. They don't get
I
to
agree.
Do that.
You well, know, speaking just, of taking things from
us, you must resist. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
I want to get your opinion on something before we run out of time. And I've asked almost all our guests this that have been on the past couple of months. Do you think there's going to be an election in November?
At this time, I do. I think it's going to be a little bit strange, though. Hillary Clinton looks a little bit wobbly. The best way to keep people from telling tales is what? I don't know if her health is already bad. I don't know if by some that didn't look like Saddam Hussein to me. There was that somebody took a video supposedly with his smartphone of his execution there by hanging. I'm not sure that ever really happened. I wasn't there. I don't know. Don't know Saddam. Didn't know him. But here's the thing: the way this government has done things, it would not surprise me if Hillary Clinton was already beyond the veil. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying I think she is. I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me. She's either already in bad health, she's being made to be in bad health. I think there is a very distinct possibility that she may not make it to the election. In that case, you know, I think that her chances of having a problem are greater than Mr. Trump's. And but this is just what I think. I mean, my thoughts on this are rather in flux. That's what I'm looking for. They're in flux right now because I don't have enough actual intel. I've got a lot of information, but not a lot of intel. I think there is possible that. But here's the thing: for there not to be an election, the Congress is going to have to declare that there won't be an election. And so, yeah, it's possible. It is certainly possible. But for me to say that, David, that's an easy one. Yeah, of course it's possible. Do I think there's going to be an election? I think there will be an election. I think Donald Trump will be president. That's what I think today. Now, that could change in 15 minutes. All I have to do is go to the wires and see something crazy and go, I think David was right. I don't think there's going to be an election, but I have not seen that yet. So, yeah, at the present time, I think we'll have an election. I think probably Trump will trounce Clinton big time. And then after that, I guess we'll just see. There are going to be a lot of people who they're not going to be happy about it, but again, most of them are just being ginned up by agencies like George Soros' Open Society Foundation and his Open Society Institutes and so forth. They're not going to give up. I mean, the European Union, the collapse of that thing should be giving us hope. The globalist agenda is collapsing. People are prepared to take it to the streets if necessary and do the same thing that happened to Mussolini and his mistress at the end of World War II. They were dragged out and hung upside down, and I'll leave the rest of the details to the imagination, but it did not go well for them. People are getting tired of having their women raped and their countries destroyed because some pig like Angela Merkel thinks that, we must do this. We must welcome the Muslims into the German culture because... And then you got some blonde-haired, blue-eyed German girl on there wearing her hijab. It's actually hijab. I thought it was hijab, but it's hijab. Wearing her little headscarf there saying, it's beautiful. Embrace tolerance. No, to hell with tolerance. I'll tell you what, embrace your culture. And before you embrace your culture, embrace your God and pray that he embraces you. Stop being such a bunch of sniveling weenies that are prepared to accept anything. Decide what you won't tolerate. That's what we need to do. We will not tolerate the destruction of our republic. We will not tolerate government oppression. And there are way more of us than there are of them. When we decide we're going to march on Washington, D.C., all 50 million of us, that'll send a message to those people. Let us just pray that there's not such a shortage of guts in the American people that such a thing could never happen. We run this country. The question is, are we going to allow ourselves to be so dumbed down that we're not qualified to say that it's of, by, and for the people because we're so stupid, we have no clue as to what's really going on, and therefore we're disqualified from that position because we just don't have a clue as to what the reality is. We got to get smart, and we got to do it quick. By the way, you're asking about that gasoline outage thing. It's all over the neck, the net. North Carolina price gouging law in effect after gas pipeline breaks. Let's see, pipeline spills 336,000 gallons. Pipeline spill hits gas prices in Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and on and on. I mean, there's shutdown of Alabama pipeline could raise Tennessee gas prices. It's very fragile. You know, society is fragile. All it takes is a, like I mentioned earlier, a trucker strike. Or something like that shuts off the food for a while. Gasoline strike, pipelines break, bomb goes off here, bomb goes off there. Oh, and what do you know? They're saying it was a pressure cooker bomb that went off in the dumpster up there in New York. Wonder where they got that idea. It's so stupid, David.
I know, but you know what? Like I said, 50% of us will believe anything they're told as long as it comes out of the television. That's interesting about the gas. I've got to actually sit on this and give it some thought as to where this is going, because I've stopped believing in accidents a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Go ahead, John.
It's all about coincidence, but there are no accidents. Obi-Wan Kenobi was wrong. In my experience, there's no such thing as coincidence. Obi, it's all coincidence. What you're trying to say is there are no accidents. Right?
I agree.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm telling you, John, there are tough times coming here. I think New York City is just the beginning. I wrote back in June that we're going to wake up one day and we'll have the Tet Offensive. Yeah, you know, where we're lied to and said we're winning the war, and then the ceasefire of the Tet Lunar Holiday. All the provinces in South Vietnam were attacked by the VC and North Vietnam forces that were laying in hiding and just waiting for the moment to seize. I think we're in that time, John. I do. Now, back to the election. I just wanted to respond to something you said. Just for the record, I'm not saying there's never going to be an election. But if Hillary kicks the bucket, and I think that's entirely possible, and I wouldn't be surprised they didn't martyr her in secret because she can't win. And, of course, the sympathy vote might come into play with whoever the successor is. But I looked at Article 11, excuse me, and Article 11 says that you can delay the election to, I believe it's the third week in November, the first time, and then there's a December 3rd date, and then the last date is January 3rd. So they can, the Congress can delay it, but they can't cancel it legally.
Right.
The key word there is legally. Since when has anyone who's run our government in the last several generations followed the law?
That's a really good question. You know, going back to, and I would like to say this because I'm pretty sure there are some Muslims out in your audience there somewhere. Do I believe there are some good Muslims out there? You bet. But right here on Yahoo News, which, by the way, has taken the lead as a news source. I don't know how that happened, but they're apparently doing some pretty good work. But Paris from the AFP, around 1 in 4 French Muslims, mostly young people, support an ultra-conservative form of Islam, including the wearing of the full-face veil. But the vast majority accept France's strict secular laws, a study showed Sunday. So do I think that there are some Muslims that are good Americans? You bet. The problem is, if 1 in 4 French Muslims want Sharia, effectively is what's being said here, where are the voices of the 3 out of 4? You know, if you're good Muslims, if you can practice Islam, and it is a religion of peace, which it isn't, all you have to do is pick up a copy of the Quran and read it, and you'll find out real quick what a religion of peace it was and is, then you're not doing enough to calm the, let's say, 25% of your flock that are murdering, raping trash straight out of hell. And as far as I'm concerned, if anybody out there thinks that that Christians would support or otherwise turn a blind eye to murdering, raping savages wearing crosses, you're dreaming. We would pounce on them and pound them into the dust in the courts and everywhere else before we would have our entire belief in Christianity sublimated and subjugated to their antics. That would not happen. So if you want to show us what good little Muslims you are, you practitioners of the religion of peace, get out there and show us that you are. Otherwise, as far as I'm concerned, you're all part of the same lot, and you can take your religion back to the Middle East and practice it there. I don't care what you do in the Middle East. I care what you do here. I care what you do to Christians. Save the Christians first. Worry about the freaking Muslims later. They're the ones who made the hellhole that they live in now. Let them either fix it or not. Their better life is not our problem. We have this thing called charity. So Ford Motor Company is being very charitable while fattening their bank accounts. They're moving their auto production of small cars to Mexico. Okay, fine. Well, if that stems the flow of illegal immigrants into this country from Mexico and even south of Mexico, well, I think that's great. Oh, except for one problem. Americans will be out of work. Well, I guess since you let your government do this, you're going to have to find something else to do. Sorry, wish I could say something to make everybody feel good, but unfortunately, none of us have done enough to make this thing run right. Isn't it interesting? You know who exports the... It used to be said that Switzerland's biggest export was not chocolate or watches or any of that. It was poor people. Why is it that Switzerland is the only country in Western Europe that actually runs right? It's because they have decided what they will not tolerate. Tolerance. We must be tolerant. No, we don't have to be tolerant of everything, and we certainly do not have to be tolerant of religious fanatics who rape and murder and destroy everything they touch. Period. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. If somebody wants to put a habab or a jawaba or whatever the hell they want, a fatwa on me, bring it. I'll send you to Allah real quick, like.
Well, people just need to look across the pond to see how bad it's going to get here. Swedish police are quitting in droves.
Mm-hmm.
In Germany, the government's telling white women to wear or cover their heads when they go out in public so they can't be mistaken for white females.
Yeah, well, Angela Merkel should be dragged out of her office by the hair, kicked in her fat A-double-S, and sent down the road. That's what needs to happen. This is how extremist regimes come to power. You push people too far, and you wind up with Adolf Hitler. That's what happens. If you read Mein Kampf, read it. Don't look at it like some horrible Jew-hating thing. The Jews were the last thing on his list. They really were. He wanted to save his country. He fought for his country in World War I. He was a corporal. He went to jail. He also sat in Vienna in the parliament and said, you know what? These politicians are all, half of them are asleep. And when anybody actually interesting comes up to say anything, half of them leave. And the other half's asleep. He just got sick of it. And they got their noses rubbed in the dirt after the Treaty of Versailles. And they were pissed off. Real bad. Now, did it all go south? Yes, it did. But it didn't go so far south that, I started to tell you, Dr. Mary Sherman down there in New Orleans was working on weaponizing the cancer virus, and Lee Harvey Oswald's girlfriend, Judith Berry Baker, knew her and worked with her, okay? Mary Sherman was murdered, all right? So I asked Judith Berry Baker, when she came on Caravan to Midnight, I said, Judith, I want to talk to you like we've known each other for years. I'm not going to conduct one of those stiff interviews and just ask you this question. She goes, I would prefer it. I said, okay, question number one. Lee Harvey Oswald, CIA, yes or no? You know what her answer was? Yes.
Well,
I said, what, no FBI?
Yeah.
She said, them too. You got to check. Yeah. I said, FBI and CIA. She said, absolutely. Lee Harvey Oswald was CIA. He saved John Kennedy from an assassination attempt in Chicago. He told Judith, they're going to kill me. You're going to find me with a rifle, and they're going to pin it on me. Oh, wow. How does he wind up going, I'm going to take my rifle to work today and shoot the president because I know what the parade route is, and I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to shoot the president. Really? I mean, how gullible was anybody to believe that? And then, Jack Ruby, I'm going to take this guy out, okay? And then Jack Ruby mysteriously dies of cancer, like in what, about 20 minutes or something, after he goes to jail and then hospital. Who's the first guy that visits Jack Ruby in jail? Joe Campisi. His restaurant is Joe's gone now. He had a heart attack chasing a would-be robber out of his place and died. Joe Campisi's pizza place is still open right over there on Mockingbird Lane. They got another one on Lovers. Folks, it's not what you think. All you got to do is listen to Dave and join Caravan to Midnight. Listen to the program.
Once again, John, tell people how they join. Tell people how they join Caravan to Midnight.
Go to caravantomidnight.com. You can join for 3 months, you can join for 6 months, or you can join for a year. But if you join for a year, it's the best value. If you do 2 half years at $45 each, you spend 90. Why don't you just spend 60? Join us for a year, get 609 programs plus the ones we're going to produce every week, starting this coming week again, and we'll send you the free DVD, Amerageddon, by Gary Haven and directed by Mike Norris, Chuck Norris's son. And we'll send it to you for nothing. No shipping, no handling, no postage. It's a $19.95 value. You bought a $60 membership for $40 because you got the free DVD, and we invite you to do it. I'm sure you will like it. And I promise that sometimes during the course of the program, I do not sound quite as aggressive as I do tonight, but not often.
Well, I think this is par for the course. I think, you know, you haven't had many bogeys when I've talked to you, that's for sure.
Yeah,
this is right. Because this is why you're popular. This is why you're no longer on Coast. This is why you're popular, because you tell it like it is. It's that simple. And I'm smart enough to know as a host when to get out of your way.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Some people are having such a tough time, and they are. They are. But do you know, Dave, we have people that say, here's $360. I want you to give six people year-long memberships and send them their DVDs, and we do. These people help. They contribute to all kinds of causes. They help each other out. We've got this thing called Caravan Connect, where, like the Muslims and like every other group that starts a community, we have a community. We do business with each other. We help each other, you know, and the products that we sell on our website, we use them ourselves. You know, we don't have stuff on there that makes stuff which is supposed to hang down, draw up, or you know what Cosby said? He said, when you get older, stuff that's supposed to hang down draws up, and stuff that's supposed to draw up hangs down. We don't sell products like that. We sell products from water purification to heirloom seeds to, you know, stuff that detects electromagnetic radiation to stuff that shields you from it, Geiger counters, all kinds of useful stuff. I mean, we use this stuff ourselves. We sell this stuff to you, like that deal in Seinfeld where he goes, oh, the doctor says, oh, Bob sent you. Well, in that case, I'll give you the good medicine. We don't do that.
That's so great. John, we're out of time. We're right up against it, my friend. Hey, look, continued great luck with Caravan to Midnight. You're doing a terrific service. I could not recommend your show more enthusiastically. So thanks for joining us, John. We look forward to having you back on soon.
I'd love to do it. God bless, Dave. Thanks for having me on tonight, okay?
Thank you very much.
Take care.
We'll be back in hour number three with Dr. Ted Brower. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have a special guest, and we'll talk about that when we come back.